We all want grace, but very often we miss it because we misdefine it. We think that grace means I get to avoid pain. I can play the forgiveness card and I don't have to do anything uncomfortable. Actually, it's just the other way around. Grace is not the ability to avoid pain. It's the strength to go through the pain that is needed for transformation to happen. And that's what we're after in the Fellowship of the Withered Hand, where we bring those parts of ourselves that are guilty, broken, inadequate. And the invitation today is, humiliate yourself. As you might know, if you listen in regularly, recently had a problem with my driver's license where it had lapsed. I renewed it online. However, I neglected to inform the Department of Motor Vehicles about my current present address. And I'm living now in the fourth different address that I was way back when my old license was valid. And so they sent it to the old place, but because I've been gone from there for a while, instead of forwarding it to me, it got sent back to the Department of Motor Vehicles. And from there, you just can't get it back. I was in driver's license hell. And when I would go online to try to get one, I would try to apply to replace a license, but they would tell me I was not eligible for that. And I had to check my status and I checked it and it was renewed, but I couldn't get one back, but I could call someplace and I called and it was really difficult to get a person, but finally I did. And then they told me, you need to talk to the people in the error processing division. I never knew that the DMV had an error processing division. So I called them up over and over and over again. And every single time I called, when I would get to the error processing division, that wasn't easy. That's a very secret number in Sacramento. If you call me, I will let you know what it is. Then I would get a recorded message and it would say, because of the overwhelming demand, because of the overwhelming number of calls, we are unable to respond to your call today. Call back tomorrow. And then when I would call back tomorrow, I'd get the same message. Long story short, I finally was able to make an appointment at a DMV and get a license. So I am current now. Don't worry about me. My nephew, who is in law enforcement, don't come and arrest me. I'm okay. But while I was there, I asked him about the error processing division and how come I couldn't get somebody live. And he said, the truth is there are so many errors that we cannot process them. There are not enough people in the error processing division to take care of the vast number of errors. And of course, it was my error that had created this problem. I just didn't want to admit it. I wanted to get mad at somebody else. Now, I was thinking, in the Fellowship of the Withered Hand, where we gather together and we all have inadequacy, brokenness, and particularly guilt, it's not just that we suffer pain. I suffer pain that comes from my own wrong thoughts and my own bad choices, which I would stop if I could, but I can't. Wouldn't it be great if in life there was just an error processing department? If you're married and you and your spouse could go together to the error processing department or at your work or at your school or with your friends or with your siblings. And of course, what we're invited to, you and I together, is to a God who actually does have an error processing department. But it works in a certain way. It's not just I play the forgiveness card. I don't have to think about it anymore. God can't hurt me because he has to forgive me. In the book of 1 John, John puts it like this. And this is the way that grace works as it relates to forgiveness. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Now that's called defensiveness. And that works in me all the time. Here's the contrast. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. Now, that's part of it. That's what we tend to focus on. I don't have to get in trouble. But then John goes on, and purify us from all unrighteousness, for everything inside me that isn't good, that's bad or twisted or egotistical or petty or small-minded, God will be at work to purge that stuff. But now there'll be a process that I need to engage in, and it will involve things like actually being honest and examining myself and then actually confessing to God and to myself and to another person and then actually making amends when I've hurt somebody else. Grace involves a process through which forgiveness and then transformation can happen. And then John goes on. If we claim we have not sinned, just to give the other side one more time, because we're so likely to do this, we make him out to be a liar, and his truth is not in us. And so we come to the error processing department. I was thinking, of all the disciples, Peter is probably the one who is most famous for making so many errors. And Peter is the one about whom Jesus said, now on this rock, his faith, his confession, I'll build my church, who became the leader of the early church. And yet, over and over and over, you might know if you're a Bible person, when Jesus told his disciples it would be necessary for him to suffer and eventually be crucified, Peter rebuked him. No, not you. And Jesus' response to Peter is quite severe. Get behind me, Satan. Because Peter is giving voice to very, very fleshly imperfect ideas. Peter got out of the boat to walk to Jesus on the water, but Peter took his eyes off Jesus and was afraid and fell down and sank. When Jesus most needed to pray with him, Peter fell asleep. When the soldiers came for Peter, when the soldiers came for Jesus and Jesus was going to hand himself over, Peter grabbed a sword and his aim was so bad, he actually lopped off a guy's ear. Jesus has to apologize and stick the ear back on, his last miracle. Even way beyond after Jesus goes to be in heaven, Peter had eaten with Gentiles for a while, but then when other leaders come where Peter think they might not like him, then he stops eating with them. Paul has to rebuke him. That he is like Mr. Mistake. Obviously, the most colossal one is when Jesus is going to the cross, Peter denies him three times. And then after the resurrection in the Gospel of John, Peter comes to the error processing division. And just as he denied Jesus three times, Jesus very gently, three times, offers him an opportunity to respond to the question, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? And Jesus restores Peter, processes the error. You are forgiven now. And I was thinking, maybe the reason that Peter is the leader of the early church is not in spite of all of his mistakes. Maybe it's because of all of his mistakes. Because the church, more than any other place, ought to be the error processing division where I come with my withered hand. Here's how I messed up and here's what I've done wrong. Because if I pretend like I don't, the truth isn't in me. There's a line that I love in a movie. The movie is called As Good As It Gets. And Jack Nicholson in the film plays this cranky, misanthropic, spiteful, neurotic, obsessive, compulsive, egotistical character. But he is being saved by falling in love with a wonderful, wonderful woman. And yet, all of the errors inside of him, all of his twistedness and problems cause him to sabotage that relationship over and over and over. And finally, Greg Kinnear, who has become a friend of his, tells him that he's got to go back to this woman that he loves and just grovel, get on his knees, acknowledge what a mess he is. And here's the line he says to Jack Nicholson, your best quality is your willingness to humiliate yourself. The best thing you got going for you. Now you think if somebody says to you, the best thing you got going for you, what are they going to say next? Your brains, your charm, your looks, your care? No, the best thing you got going for you is your willingness to humiliate yourself. And in the end, it is that, this, the willingness to be humble. This is me. Woe is me. Here's the honest truth about me. My name is John. I am the best thing you got going for you. And that's what Peter is willing to do over and over. Maybe the best thing Peter had going for him is the willingness to humiliate himself. Because see, in the fellowship of the withered hand, instead of trying to look any better than I am, which is my sin, which is my idolatry over and over, the invitation is the best thing you got going for you, John. Humble yourself, tell the truth. Very recently, Nancy and I were watching over a small child that we care deeply about, and there was a challenging moment. It reminded me of parenting times when that kid was doing something, and my tendency is I will tend to be lenient in moments like that. Nancy will tend to confront. And so we had kind of two separate responses to a particular moment. And I was thinking afterwards, I was probably too lenient. I was probably too conflict avoidant. I should probably come back and say something that next morning when the three of us were together. But Nancy called us together and said, both of you sit down. I got to tell you something. I'm thinking, oh, I don't know what's coming now. And then she said, yesterday I was too harsh and too strict and I responded in a way that I should not have, and I'm sorry. And I thought, well, now I don't have to apologize. See, that's often that the idea, the misidea of grace is, I don't have to go through awkwardness or no. And Nancy once again was teaching me, you know, the readiness to simply say, I'm sorry. Often, I don't fully understand. I don't know to this moment exactly which one of us was responding in the right way, which one of us might not have been. But I know the heart that says, I'm going to bring that part of myself that I'm not sure of that might have messed up to the error processing division. And of course, that's at the heart of the Christian faith, the real error processing decision that has not run out yet of the ability to take care of errors is the cross, where miraculously, with all of his wisdom and his limitless power, the best thing Jesus had going for him was his willingness to humiliate himself, take on the form of a human being, the very nature of a servant, humble himself, became obedient to death, even death on the cross, the most humiliating form of death. Therefore, God has exalted him and given him the name above everything. That's the fellowship of the withered hand. That's the error processing division. So today, humiliate yourself. And I don't mean deliberately do something awkward and embarrassing. I mean, no defensiveness, no hiding. Look for opportunities to apologize. Do anything that you need to clean up, anybody you need to go back to, any conversation you need to have. Probably there is. Just listen for a moment. We come together and meet. The best thing we have going for ourselves, not our character, not our spiritual lives, not how good I am, not my good looks, not my education. It's your ability to humiliate yourself. Stretch out your hand.
Hey, I'm Tim, and I'm a part of the team here at Become New. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes from John. We also have hundreds more videos just like this one at our website, becomenew.com. You can sign up there for the email that goes along with each video or to receive a text alert whenever a new video is released. John's coming out with a new book this February titled Steps that was based on a series we did called Ashes to Beauty. Some of you may remember it. You can find it in our archives. But we wanted you to know that you could pre-order that book right now on Amazon or find out more information about it at becomenew.com/steps. So be sure to check that out. If you have a prayer request, we're here for you. You can text it to us at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. Catch you next time.